Good morning. My name's Tim. I'm the interim pastor here, and I get the really unique, fun privilege of inviting a few friends up. And so I'm going to invite Scott and a couple of his crew up here. Would you welcome them as they join me up here? This is one of the things that we do at Missio. We introduce people, and then we just have this long, awkward silence as people walk up here. And so you're part of the family now. Welcome. Scott, will you introduce who you're with here, who you've brought up here with you?
Sure. My name's Scott, and this is my wife. This is my wife, Gwenna. We've been married 26 years, Woo-hoo. So it's been a good journey. Two daughters. And this is our adopted son, Mario. We call him Big Head Snuggles. That's his nickname. So if you talk to him, Big Head Snuggles. And also with us, Anna. Could you stand up, Anna? She is one of our strong leaders in the community. She works with the youth and in our fitness and mentorship. And then Luis, go ahead and stand up.
There you go.
That's Luis, the little homies. So yeah, we're really excited to be here with you today and share a little bit about what we do.
Thanks for bringing a whole crew. So Scott and his team leads just a really needed and phenomenal ministry in the Rockwood neighborhood called Hope Center. And would you tell us how did that come to be, and what's the need, and what are you doing?
Sure. Well, we're a church. My wife and I planted a church. It's called As Is Church 13 years ago. And the mission behind our church, the vision, is to share God's love with a broken and hurting world. Would you guys all agree that this world is broken and people are hurting and they need the love of Christ and the light of Christ? So we did that about 13 years ago. And God, through a series of moves, when you plant churches, we ended up in Rockwood, which the neighborhood we're in, we now have a community center. It's called the Hope Center. 7 days a week, we're sharing God's love with a broken and hurting world. So where we're at, it is the most dangerous, diverse, and densely populated neighborhood in the state of Oregon. The number one address next door to us is called Rockwood Village. There's 900 residents, 400 youth. The number one address for DHS calls. High gang activity, 88 languages are spoken within 1 mile of our campuses. And next door at Rockwood Village, the primary languages are Swahili, Somali, Spanish, and Ukrainian. And so we get to reach the nations right there in Rockwood. And so what we're doing is we have our faith, family, and fitness services. We run a church. We run one of our primary things is a youth fitness and mentorship ministry and program where we work with all the schools and the juvenile justice system to bring in kids and youth and mentor them. And so like with our church, I think we could share over the years, like most of the kids that come into contact with us, which are hundreds every week, not only on site, but we go into the juvenile justice center and we work with gang members and at-risk youth. And many of these kids don't have parents, right? The fatherless generations. And what we've become is a family to them, mothers, brothers, sisters, mentors, and we want to share God's love with them. And so when you come to our church, it isn't like, hey, the parents are looking for a great place to bring their kids for church. These kids don't have parents. And so what we're doing is we're really focused on these kids and these families that come from some really difficult hardship. It's such a blessing to do that. And often very challenging because there's a lot of trauma around that. So,
Can I put Big Head Snuggles? Is that right? He loves that. Mario, can you just give us a brief snapshot of what As Is and Hope Center has meant in your life?
Yeah, honestly, for me personally, like just the program, the people, for me is like it showed me a different way of living life. You know, like instead of just because I grew up right there on the block right there, so I'm used to that way of thinking, you know, just barely scraping by, you know, not really just no Lord in my life or none of that. So it showed me that, you know what, like there's people that actually care about me, there's people that want to help me, And you know, there's people that care about me and love me for who I am. You know, whether I think of myself as down here or I think of myself as something else. You know, it just allowed me to grow into who God called me to be, and you know, just a lot of opportunity. You know, a lot of opportunity to grow, and just, you know, and now it's just a blessing to be able to pass that on, you know, to all the youth that come into the program, and you know, hopefully they look up to me a little bit. You know, not too much, but just a little bit. hopefully, I can help some people out.
Yeah. You've had some pretty good help along the way, I think, right? Like
yes. Yeah, he helped a lot.
Yeah. Scott and Gwenna have been, as you heard, in the neighborhood 13 years, but walking with Mario, I know, for 10 years since you were, I think, 13. 13. So just the longevity in a place that is so needy and broken. Can you give us just a snapshot of what has changed this last year and has meant so much shifting for kind of what you had planned and what was in place and then what it looks like now?
Sure. So over the last year, we have seen so many lives change and been just so blessed. But a lot of the as a church, you know, we're giving, it's missional, so there isn't a whole lot of, you know, tithes and offerings coming in, so we have to supplement that to try to do the work that God has called us to. So over the past few years, we had received grants, and we were able to build a whole team to work with the youth, with the families, within the school districts and all that. But unfortunately, over the past year, we've lost literally all of our funding due to federal cuts. Maybe you guys have heard about some of that. But basically, we went from a staff of 25 now down to basically just a couple because of all the funding losses. And so we're trying to partner with other churches, organizations to try to help continue to support and resource the work that is happening. We're literally feeding kids every week. We're running fitness classes, faith community, going into the juvenile justice center. And we just love these kids. And we see the challenges and the families that they're facing. And on the way here, we were working with some kids whose families just can't provide even a meal for their kids. And so we're just trying to be standing in the margins with them. So for us, guys, it's not about us serving the broken. It's about us standing in solidarity with those that are suffering. And not saying we're trying to save you. I wasn't trying to save Mario or anyone else. But we're just going to stand with you, and together we'll find a way out as equals. And that's a little different than some of the mindset around the church. It's like, we're going to go serve them and fix them. We just need to stand together in the suffering. That's what Christ has done. That's what he's called us to do. And we're just asking, you know, Tim reached out and said, hey, maybe we can partner with you during this Advent season. And I'm just saying, together, we can stand in solidarity as the church with this community, and you can stand with us and whatever that looks like, whether it's through the financial giving, or if you guys ever want to come out and come work out with the kids, hang out with the kids, come, you know, we do Wednesday nights, we do a meal, a free community meal for all the kids and families, and you get every nation represented. We open up the gates and we invite all the neighborhood kids. So you got African kids, Slavic kids, Spanish kids, American kids, kids that don't speak English, but the language is love. And if you want to work out next to a gang member, come see me. I'll put you next to a gang member and you'll be like, I don't know, but here's what I'm going to tell you. You wouldn't even know they're a gang member once you get to see them. They're just kids. And a lot of the kids that we're working with, not only on the block, but in juvenile, they have killed other kids. Mario's, outside of Mario's house, his apartment complex, there have been people murdered, shot and killed, gang members. Like, where we're at is the four corners of gang members. And for him, it's no, I've often thought how much I'm concerned about him in this, because for him, it's something that happens in your neighborhood. People are being shot and killed at the four corners. The gangs are right there where he lives. But when he rises up and Luis rises up from the community in the name of Christ, that brings light and healing. So when he says, hey, I hope the other kids look up to me, you should see how all these little kids, they look up to Mario, not just because he's a great guy and he thinks he's big head, but he's a changed life. And a lot of the kids from that community, he looks like them. He represents them. They're of the same ethnic group, the same race. And so together we have to be a family. You know what I'm saying? So Tim, I don't want to be preaching, but I just want to share that like so many things are happening. Luis and Mario were part of the very first group that we started working out with. We did our church, but we're in fitness, CrossFit. I don't know if you guys know much about that, but we wanted to start working out with the kids. And I reached out to a local gang and outreach worker about 10 years ago, and Mario and Luis were part of the very first group of kids that we started working with. They were 13. They're now 23. Luis graduated from Western Oregon University with a degree in business management. He helps run our funding. They both are mentors, coaches, and leaders in their community. They live right there. So we just stand together and we say how proud we are of them and every kid and every family that comes through there, that we're proud of them. And we remind them, hey, you're not the worst thing you've ever done. We return them to themselves of who God created them to be, made in his image. So that's what we're about. And my wife is such a huge part of that as well. So, Tim, we really appreciate it.
Gosh, Scott and Gwen, thank you so much for just for who you are, for what you've done, for what you are doing, for just the changes that have come out this year. And you guys have kind of revisioned and stayed to it. And it's just it's a privilege to be one of a number of churches that get to hear the story, but hopefully play a role in the future and contribute to more stories like yours, Mario. Thank you. Thank you. Can I pray for you guys? And before I pray too, like we're gonna give some money. But as you heard, Hope Center in Rockwood, you can look it up. What's the website?
Undergroundpdx.org or hopecenterpdx.org.
Okay. We'll put that stuff in the Monday email as well. But if you want to find out, I don't know how many of you walked in here this morning thinking, you know what I need to do next week is work out with a gang member, but now you know where to do that. So
let's get it in.
That's good. But you can find out how to actually play a role beyond just kind of prayer and support and financially and that kind of thing. So let me pray for you. Jesus, you are alive and present, and you are bringing about more of your kingdom in our broken city. And Rockwood, we know as a neighborhood, has unique challenges. And so, God, we celebrate to know that there is your light in that corner of our city. We thank you for Gwenna and Scott and for the years and the sweat and tears and effort and prayer that they have put in to these relationships and to this need. Would you continue to bear fruit there? Would you guide and direct us as a church, other churches, of how we can come alongside and partner and support, encourage and help? God, would you bring more people to the saving knowledge of you, Jesus, and their lives would be transformed and that they would then find others and share that as well. God, would this work deepen and widen and continue? Would this season be one of, not of discouragement, but of encouragement and hope as they look into the next year? It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.